Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We start today's program with an article titled Universal Basic Income, The Debate Continues by Saku Mato. Long-term universal basic income, or UBI, researcher Philip Van Parijs writes in his seminal paper in 1990 that a basic income is a grant paid to every citizen, irrespective of his or her occupational situation and marital status, and irrespective of his or her work performance or availability for work. It is, in other words, an individual guaranteed minimum income without either a means test or a willingness to work condition. The omission of the condition to work is one central point of argument for or against UBI. One obstacle, the fear of inflation through UBI, might have been put to rest, according to Dylan Matthews of Vox, an American news and opinion website. A long-term study in Mexico showed no inflationary reactions. He concludes, the research suggests that basic income and related policy really do leave individuals better off rather than just making goods more expensive. With the wider UBI debate still ongoing, several countries have a variety of systems in place for testing UBI and similar systems.
For many years now, Israel has had a negative income tax in place designed to help workers who earn very little. This grant, based on average monthly earnings in the previous tax year, has been strictly regulated as to who is eligible. In 2016, the system was extended to cover new groups, so widening the target group who received the allowance. The Israeli system is not an unemployment benefit, but rather a subsidy for those employed, but on low wages. A similar system is in place since July 2017 in Mauritius, where the eligible person must be working 5 days a week. Quite a different approach has been assumed in the Finnish UBI pilot test that ran over the fiscal years 2017 and 2018, during which time 2,000 individuals who were drawn in a lottery received a monthly tax-free grant of 560 euros, unconditionally and without means testing. The subjects were drawn not from the whole population, but rather from among long-term unemployed between the ages of 25 and 58 in age.
This government-funded trial was organized through KELA, K-E-L-A, the Social Insurance Institution of Finland, who are also globally known for the maternity package Finland provides. KELA states that subsequent experiments could test various levels of basic income as well as different tax models and study designs. Wider and other population groups could also be included. The Finland National Incomes Registry, which will start operations in 2019, will also make it possible to test a negative income tax, as the registry will cover income in real time. The findings of its test are still scarce. What has been seen thus far is that people are finding themselves rid of the bureaucracy involved in getting a job, and that the benefit from the immediate flexibility the additional income has afforded them. Heikki Hiilamo, professor of social policy at the University of Helsinki, has suggested that the UBI experiment reduces bureaucracy and simplifies the overly complex benefit system for the participants.
In Switzerland, the global changing scene in work availability and therefore income prospects led to a referendum on UBI in 2016. And Swiss voters rejected the proposal for now, but 32% of the votes that were cast were in favour of the adoption of the policy. A pilot program funded by UNICEF in 8 villages in Madhya Pradesh, India, ran for a full year and a half, during which time every man, woman and child was provided with a monthly payment without conditions. Improvements were seen in the areas of sanitation, access to drinking water, children's nutrition, among other things. The debate on a universal basic income is ongoing in India. In China, the UN agency UNDP has published a working paper called UBI in China Beyond 2020, and it aims to invite thoughts and discussion from policymakers and development practitioners. Advances in artificial intelligence and the ubiquity of robots just around the corner will very possibly lead to fast-moving eradication of jobs across the board. In policy debates about poverty and inequality, we should be preparing for these possibilities, says Patrick Haverman, who's the Deputy Country Director for UNDP in China. The feasibility of actually adopting full-scale UBI in any one country or globally is still under debate, but the ongoing tests are proof that a UBI is finding traction on a widening scale. And that was a universal basic income.
Right. Now we have something from Share International in 1991. In 1991, Maitreya gave a series of predictions about world events, which were given to us to publish in our magazine, Share International. One of the first of these predictions was that there will be a world stock exchange crash that will begin in Japan. That seemed an extraordinary statement at the time. In mid-1988, the Nike average stood at 40,000 points. In 1990, it began to fall. And the Japanese, who know these things, said that if it comes to 18,000 points, that is the end. It came down to 10,000 points and then 7,000 points. As a result, like dominoes, followed all the countries of the Pacific Rim, Malaysia, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and Singapore. They all began to crash as a result of the Japanese crash, and then Russia, Brazil, and Argentina. The United States and Europe stock markets have been going up and down, but do not actually follow through as they have done in Japan.
Maitreya is waiting for the collapse of the US and European economies to come forward so that he can present himself to the world to start his public teaching. But the events in the world are so critical, with so much tension and fear, that Maitreya is concerned to come forward as soon as possible. He is taking every opportunity to present himself closer and closer to groups who are working for the reappearance, but also on a wider scale to the people in the world. He talks to peoples at all levels, ordinary people and those most useful at every level, political, economic, social, scientific, educational and so on. People who can help the world, who have influence for good in the world. In this way, he has built up a great body of people who in the immediate future will begin the changes necessary to transform our world for the better.
When Maitreya comes forward, he will not at first use the name Maitreya. He will present himself as an ordinary person, although, of course, an extraordinary person. He will appear at first in America on television on a large network and then in Japan around the world. He will become known for his analysis of the world's needs. Look for a man who is calling for justice for all the world, freedom for all the world. When enough people are responding to what he has to say, Maitreya will be asked to speak to the entire world. On that day, the day of declaration as it will be known, you will see a now familiar face on television, that of Maitreya. The television networks of the world will be linked together by satellite, which are actually in place for this event. And then an extraordinary thing will happen. Simultaneously, throughout the world, people will see Maitreya's face on their television sets. Maitreya is omniscient and omnipresent, and everyone above the age of 14 will hear his words, his thoughts, his ideas inwardly, silently, telepathically in their own language.
As you are watching his face, his lips will not move, he will not speak, but his ideas will come into your mind. The French will hear him in French, the Germans in German, English will hear him in English, the Dutch in Dutch, Japanese in Japanese, and so on. Whatever you are doing, if you are out fishing or you're under the car, even if you're not watching television, you will still hear the voice, the thoughts, the ideas of Maitreya inwardly. This miracle is a repetition, only now on a world scale, of the true happening of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. Also in this way, Maitreya will foreshadow the future ability of all people to communicate mentally, telepathically, at will, over any distance. Maitreya will give a brief history of the long history of the world and show the height from which humanity has fallen into the materialism of today. He will introduce the fact of his group, the spiritual hierarchy of masters. He will show the future and outline some of the extraordinary scientific marvels that will open up new life for humanity. He will make his appeal for justice, for sharing as the only way to justice, and so to peace in this world.
While this is taking place, his energy, the energy of love, will flow out in tremendous potency throughout the hearts of all. This will invoke an intuitive, heartfelt response to the message. He has said, "It will be as if I embrace the whole world. People will feel it even physically. On a dense physical plane, there will be hundreds of thousands of spontaneous miracle healings, cures throughout the world." And in these three ways, you will know that that man, and of course only that man, is the world teacher awaited by the Christians as the Christ, by Muslims as the Imam Mahdi, by Jews as the Messiah, by Hindus as Krishna or Kalki Avatar, by Buddhists under his name Maitreya Buddha, and by people of no religious affiliations who simply wish for a better life for all. Our response to this event will determine the entire future of the world. Maitreya will present to us a choice. We have free will, and the choice is ours. Simply put, it is a choice for sharing justice and the end of war and terrorism forever, or the eventual annihilation of all life on Earth, human and subhuman alike. Maitreya has already said, "My heart tells me your answer, your choice, and is glad." These series of Maitreya's forecasts and teachings have been compiled and published in the book Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life.
Now, this following article is an edited version of a talk given by Benjamin Krem at the San Francisco Transmission Meditation Conference from 2004. The emergence of Maitreya... I mucked that up, though. I'm going to keep rolling. First, though, is a brief word from the Master. The emergence of Maitreya by the Master, from Share International magazine, April 1987. For several years, many people have awaited, with varying degrees of patience, the emergence of Maitreya into the arena of the world to present himself to the people as the world teacher for the Aquarian age. Many have found it a tiresome wait indeed, while others have cheerfully worked to acquaint the world of his presence and plans, knowing that eventually their efforts would succeed. The day has dawned when all will see him, knowingly or not. All have called him, and he has kept his promise to return. And Mr. Krem begins, many have found it a tiresome wait indeed. If you knew Maitreya better than you in fact do, you would know that he believes he has returned. He really believes that all this talk of when he is going to come out is a nonsense. He has already done it. When he visits groups, not, of course, dressed or looking like Maitreya, but in various guises, they know who he is because he has been confirmed by my master to have been Maitreya. Then he comes again looking just the same gentleman, and they ask him questions and he replies, and they say, but it takes so long. What gets me is the state of the world, and it is such a long wait. How do I explain to everyone that it has to take time? And he says, what are you talking about? You can be as anxious as you like, but that will solve nothing because nothing happens by itself.
The master continues, Maitreya too has awaited the invitation from men to emerge and speak for all. Now that at last this has been given, he has taken steps to ensure his recognition and acceptance. Not for nothing has he prepared many groups to acknowledge him. Highly placed and influential, there are those in various walks of life who know him to be here, know his plans and priorities, have listened to his words and believe them to be true. From diverse backgrounds and many countries do these prepared ones come, alike in their desire to serve Maitreya and the world. With their detailed knowledge of his plans, they will speak for him, awakening their colleagues and citizens to the task ahead. In this fashion will he work through men, pointing the way to a better future. And that was from the emergence of Maitreya. And Mr. Krem continues, despite his readiness for spontaneous action, everything that Maitreya does, as with all the masters, is done with meticulous care. They spend years and tremendous amounts of directed energy to make sure that a plan works out by appearing to people all over the world. Unimportant people, people who expect him, who would recognize him if they saw him in lectures and so on. It is not always easy to recognize him because he appears in many different ways. As a woman, a man, an old woman with one tooth, perhaps appearing in beautiful clothes but wearing galoshes or carpet slippers, a little bit odd. That is the hint that is often given. I remember an account of a master who appeared dressed superbly in late 19th century clothes, long coat, cravat, and a top hat with a pile of wool and stuffing coming out of the top.
Maitreya has created a huge body of men and women who have met him, with whom he has spent time and outlined his priorities and talked about the needs of the world, the people in all walks of life. He's met with royalty, people of power and prestige, heads of government, diplomatic corps, the worldwide, people who have influence with government, special envoys, and so on, religious leaders, household names in industry, and heads of corporations. There is now a huge group of people who are absolutely familiar with the thoughts, ideas, and plans of Maitreya. When he becomes more open, when people actually see him, although he will not be announced initially as Maitreya, these people will emerge and talk and agree that it is true. The great teacher, a world teacher, is here. They may not have to point to him, and they may not point to him, but will say, he is here, I know, and this is his idea.